This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Fall is the perfect time to add mulch where needed around trees, shrubs, and some perennials. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, says that mulch helps decrease the fluctuation of soil temperatures, promoting root development this fall, and protecting the soil from the freeze-thaw cycles of a typical Kansas winter. Greg, with fall officially here, probably a good time to start thinking about mulching trees and getting ready for that colder weather.
That's right. It's always a good idea to have some mulch around our trees, shrubs, and some perennials, particularly hybrid tea roses or ones that aren't necessarily as cold hardy as some of our other plant material. It's good to give them a little bit of insulation. So wood chip mulch or something like that would be ideal.
I'm assuming that we're going to be putting down some water prior to all of this as well.
You know, one of the good aspects of mulch is it holds in some moisture. It reduces the evaporation out of the soil. And so if you've got bare soil, that's good for some things. But as far as holding moisture, that's not. And so if it hasn't provided some natural rainfall, it would be okay to go ahead and put down some moisture. Although most of our good mulch types will allow that moisture through. And so if we get some snow or some rain, you know, that's going to provide that moisture for our plant roots.
I know when we're trying to do it as kind of a weed barrier, we go maybe 3-4 inches. Is that still what we want to do for this?
It could be. We may not have a lot of weed competition here in this type of season and through the winter. Now, we do have some winter annuals that may be still coming in. And so if you're trying to suppress some weeds, a little thicker mulch is preferred. But if we're looking more at just some insulation, and when I say insulation, we're not necessarily saying preventing cold, but reducing the fluctuation of those soil temperatures during the winter time, especially our rooted plants that don't have a deep root system, the freeze-thaw cycle of a typical winter time can maybe elevate those roots to where they'll desiccate and dry out. And so this mulch layer helps prevent that, along with keeping the soil warm here in the fall so we get some good root development before we get into real freezing temperatures. One caution, I guess, there is you could maybe overdo it depending on our soil texture that we're working with, our garden is. If it's a real heavy clay type of soil, putting another layer of oxygen-reducing material over that may not be the best for our plant health. So if you have really heavy clay, you may want to be a little shallower as far as your materials you're using. You want something that's coarse. So what we want is that airflow through from the soil to allow oxygen into those roots because they will be respiring and require oxygen. And so if you have a heavy clay soil, something that's looser, if you have a more of a sandy soil, you can put it on thicker and maybe have something that's a little more dense type of material that you're using.
Is there kind of a do-by date for something like this? When should we start this process?
Yeah, I think any time is a good time to mulch. And so, you know, if you're looking at weed control, maybe sooner than later. If you're looking at maybe some more insulation, we got a little bit of time yet. But it's really kind of almost a year-round type of practice that you can use. It's going to be good. The only time you may not want to do it is in early spring when you want those soil temperatures actually to warm up. And so an added layer is going to keep that soil cooler, but that's just if you're trying to expedite some plant growth in the springtime.
You mentioned wood chips earlier. Is there anything else that we can use?
There are lots of options out there. And I guess I would say if you had a rule of thumb that you could probably get away with without thinking too much is using what we call arborist wood chips. These materials are very coarse, and that provides that aeration through the soil. So if you're putting that on, you could put 4, 6, 8 inches maybe even over the soil, not create a problem. If you're using something more of the hardwood bark mulch, those things, you know, probably don't need to add quite as much of that. That comes into more preference of the look that you're wanting for your mulch. If you're looking at just plant health, I think the wood chips from the arborist is ideal, you know, just providing an extra layer to prevent that fluctuation of hot and cold that can really disturb plant health.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, with information on applying mulch this fall. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.